USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no official word from Saudi Arabia's leaders on what became of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but say they are still investigating. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
we ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we too have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond.
Mexico's ramping up security on its southern border as the Trump administration pushes it to take action regarding a growing caravan of Central American migrants that claim they are fleeing poverty and violence and are making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump has threatened to shut down that border with National Guard troops to stop the immigrants from entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet reporting a Seahawk helicopter crashes onto the flight deck of the USS Ronald Reagan. John Clemens.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation. I'm John Clemens.
A new lawsuit accusing every Catholic diocese in Illinois of covering up sex abuse by priests. Four men filing the suit yesterday saying they were sexually abused by five priests in parishes across Illinois. The men say the church is holding back information, hiding the names of accused priests, and keeping secret records. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former Utah Republican congressman's being criticized for a tweet that some say was insensitive to Native Americans. Jason Chaffetz, who's now a Fox News contributor, posting the tweet from Disneyland yesterday. It showed him standing next to a wooden Indian statue, joking that he was with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren had been criticized for her claims of Native American ancestry. A Navajo elder and former Utah official, Mark Maryboy, saying that he considers the post racist. Maryboy telling the Salt Lake Tribune, though, that he's not surprised that Chaffetz would make such a comment. J.P. Morgan Chase is warning investors a recession is likely coming. Despite what has been a strong economy, it claims a model says there's a 28% chance that the U.S. economy will be going into recession this year. The model is more pessimistic than others. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says there's just a 14% chance of a recession this year. The Dow Jones average and S&P have both lost more than 4% this month, however. You can find us online. We have a brand new website, in fact, online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.